You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, General Hospital fans. It is Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I have got your full roster of weekly spoilers for Monday, April 8th through Friday, April 12th. And we have a huge preemption to discuss, as well as Carly coming to the defense of someone she doesn't really like. We've got more of Sunny coming unhinged. There is definitely a lot to talk about. We're going to dive right in. But if you haven't, please reach down and click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. So the very first thing to know, Monday, April 8th, 2024 is Eclipse Day. This is the last full solar eclipse we're going to see for a good long time, so it is a very big deal. I'm actually going to see it at Niagara Falls. I'm super excited. And if it's too crowded, then we're going to go find a park. But these eclipses are absolutely amazing to see. If you've never been standing in the midline, simply stunning. All right. Monday, April 8th, again, no new episode. It's hours and hours. They're calling it Eclipse Across America. So look for the first new episode of the week to air on Tuesday, April 9th, 2024, season 61, episode 149. Ava Jerome is acting in a way that kind of freaks out Christina Corinthos. And Christina and Dante already had a discussion about how they don't like Ava living with their dad, but there she is, and now she's doing something that they don't like. Ava's got a new hairstyle on Tuesday, and I'm torn on whether I like it or not. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. Drew has an argument with Nina. Things get heated between them. There's something she's trying to convince him about, and he wants to know what's in it for him. Sunny is angry with Jason on Tuesday, and also angry at Drew, it seems, because he rants to Ava and asks him why Drew would hire the woman who put him in prison. So obviously he's found out that Nina is back over at Crimson. Michael Corinthos talks to his wife Willow Tate about her career, and John Jagger Cates is in trouble, and it's Carly that finds him. And there's a scene from the promo, but it clearly happens on Tuesday, where she is in her car and obviously sees something bad happening. She honks and shouts, "Leave him alone," before she runs out to someone's rescue. So I wonder who is doing something to Jagger. We'll see. He's not exactly the most popular guy in town. Olivia Falconeri is complaining on Tuesday, and it sounds like it is about Nina, which everybody likes to complain about. Jason meets with someone mysterious. We don't see who it is, and he's asking them for a favor. And Diane tells someone that there was a person behind the scenes working in their favor. So I don't know if she's talking to Alexis about her hearing, or maybe talking to Jason about his court hearing, because I still think that Jagger might have used his influence to get him out on bail. And then, of course, the charges were dropped. Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, episode 150 of the current season. And Ava is searching Sunny's penthouse for something. Now, I said before, I didn't think she was part of this Valentine thing, and I was going to continue thinking that until I see evidence of the contrary. So I am very, very interested to see what she's looking for on Wednesday, because I think that's going to be a red flag of her involvement with Valentine or confirmation that she is not. So we'll find out midweek. Jason meets with Sunny, and things are very tense between the men. And Curtis Ashford achieves another remarkable milestone in his recovery. I love that whole scene this past week where he came into Bobby's Diner and got the round of applause for everybody because he's up and walking. He's on a cane. We've got two guys on canes now. Have you noticed on General Hospital now? We've got Gregory Chase and we've got Curtis. But Curtis is recovering, and poor Gregory's probably going to be in a wheelchair soon. So it's kind of interesting, the overlaps in the medical storylines. Drew and Nina reach an agreement. about whatever they were debating on Tuesday, and the agreement they reach is quite surprising. And Carly sees something different in Jagger, and I'm guessing that's after she saves his butt from whatever has befallen him that he probably deserved for being a real tool. I will say that Jagger is growing on me more every day. Adam Harrington is quite a delicious dish. I don't know if FBI agents are allowed to be that scruffy. He's got that scruffy hair and that scruffy facial hair. I like it. I think it's very sexy. I just, when you see FBI agents, you don't think scruff like that. That looks more like rural county deputy sheriff or something. I don't know. I haven't Googled it because I don't care. I like the look, but I'm not sure if that's an official look for the FBI. Thursday, April 11th, 2024, season 61, episode 151. Nina makes the wrong assumption about something. She gets the wrong idea about something, and I'm very curious if it is about Ava or about Drew, about Sunny. I mean, who even knows? Nina likes to jump to conclusions that are wrong almost as often as Sunny likes to do the same thing. So in that regard, they were equally matched because both of them are generally wrong when they make these leaps in logic. Anna Devane wants Valentine Cassadine's help. I'm very curious about that because Anna is desperate to find out who is running Pikeman now that Brennan is behind bars. And of course, we all know it's Valentine. And Anna does know that Valentine was involved with Pikeman because remember, she found that paperwork of his before they had broken up. That was like right before Charlotte trashed her hotel room and they had to cover that all up. But she had gone through his papers when he was like in the shower or something and she saw the Pikeman stuff. So the thing is, Valentine is the one running Pikeman, but he can't tell her. So I just wonder how he's going to handle this because she's going to be so PO'd when she finds out that the perpetrator she's looking for is her former lover that she used to be head over heels with. Chase surprises Brooklyn Quartermain on Thursday, and Alexis gets an update on her law license appeal. And Curtis goes to Drew with a business proposition. That takes us to Friday, April 12th, last day of the week, season 61, episode 152. Gregory Chase is there to encourage Alexis. Remember, she keeps questioning whether she should push through and try to get her law license back. So I think he is going to encourage her to do that. And don't worry so much about the invader or anything like that. Jason has something he wants to give Carly, and Deception has another appearance on Home and Heart. So I wonder if that means we're getting Morgan Fairchild back because she's always on there. And things do not go well for Lucy Coe at the Home and Heart event. And Tracy Quartermain has a heart-to-heart chat with her beloved granddaughter, BLQ. And Sasha Gilmore finds that she's very, very happy to be working at the stables with Cody Bell. I don't know how much something like that pays. I'm guessing not very much since they probably don't need a second groom on salary, but you never know. And I'm really enjoying seeing them together. And by the way, I'm really enjoying seeing him shirtless. And I know Tracy did too. When he first came on GH, they weren't having him shirtless. He had a tiny, tiny case of dad bod. And now he's clearly course corrected because he looked darn good shirtless the other day and sweaty. And I know Tracy and I were both distracted. You guys probably were as well. All right. Those are all of our weekly spoilers that we have right now. Come back soon for 2 week spoilers, predictions, all the good stuff. We're here talking General Hospital 7 days a week. Drop your comments. Please subscribe if you haven't already. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
What will I get out of this?
That's not the only thing she's done without input from me.
Someone behind the scenes was working in your favor.
Why would Drew hire the woman who put him in prison?
I need you to do something else for me.
Hey! Leave him!